I'm Brian Russo. Welcome back to Coastal Connection. For many of us, 4th of July weekend is a time when we kick back with an alcoholic beverage and pause to toast with the folks that we love the most. But one thing you probably haven't thought about much during those toasts is the business behind your beverage. Well, it's a big, big business. After tourism and agriculture, real estate, and healthcare, the multi-million dollar booze industry is among the biggest money-making industries in the region. For close to 8 decades, Worcester County has had a monopoly on alcohol sales, meaning that all licensees in the county have had to purchase 100% of their beer, wine, and liquor from the county government's Liquor Control Board. But this week, that monopoly ended, and now the licensees in this county can buy either direct from wholesalers or continue to go through the county's Department of Liquor Control. Now, you may have noticed two different names for the government's booze board in those last two sentences. The first one, the LCB, or the Liquor Control Board, is now defunct. That's because a 2010 investigation by Comptroller Peter Franchot found the Worcester LCB guilty of breaking several state laws, including price fixing and smuggling unlicensed liquor across state lines. But the county wasn't ready to lose millions of dollars in revenue a year because of the scandal, and therefore set up the Department of Liquor Control in 2011. The only catch was that on July 1st, 2014, the law that granted Worcester County's monopoly would sunset, and licensees could then buy from whomever they wanted in the state. Doug Buxbaum is the owner of Buxy's Salty Dog Saloon in Ocean City, and up until 2 days ago, he was the president of the Worcester County Licensed Beverage Association. He says this is a day people in his business have been waiting a long time for.
Well, it's a huge deal. And, you know, for some of the, when I say the old timers, the John Fagers, the Leighton Moores, the Billy Carters from BJ's, it's always been about an open market and an option. And we have never had that option here in Worcester County. For, you know, I've been in this business for close to 30 years, and just seeing this finally come to fruition, so to speak. The last 4 years, they had the transition from the LCB to the DLC, and we've always maintained, let's look through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. We have had a storied past, us being the Beverage Association and the bar owners and restaurants with the LCB, but we've always been looking for just that open market, that chance to buy and to have a choice in business. And elation, perhaps, I guess we can say, a lot of guys are just happy to have that, you know, that option. And I'm happy to see this come through the whole 360.
Well, let's sort of, you know, give people some perspective who may be just hearing this story for the first time. 4 years ago, I guess it would be safe to assume or to call the relationship between the county liquor board and the licensees is sort of a tense and often cantankerous relationship. Since this sunset has been sort of in, you know, on the horizon line, that relationship has improved a little bit over the last few years. Talk about that, and why has it improved?
Well, first and foremost, I think the county, all we were looking for was transparency. And there was never any transparency. Pretty much the LCB at the time could come do, set their price in. There wasn't any rhyme or reason to how they ran their business model, and it was very frustrating to us as business owners, seeing we're all in business. You need a model, you need a game plan, so to speak, and it was to say the least, the relationship was not a good one back then. But we've moved forward, and we couldn't have done this without through legislation, our legislators in the Senate, as well as the delegates. Senator Mathias was instrumental, and the county, I think, saw this as well. The county commissioners, as I said before, no rhyme or reason to the pricing. One bar owner would get a different pricing than the other, and yet 4 years ago, it came to the end of the road, so to speak, to where, okay, we've had enough. But it has been a really smooth transition, and I'm sure a lot of folks will still buy from the Department of Liquor.
Sure. Let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, the county came out and said that, you know, their estimation of how this sunset provision in the law is going to impact their proverbial bottom line is they're expecting probably about a 25% hit or $2.6 million, I believe the number was. You know, their belief is that the large accounts in town or here in Worcester County will likely go directly and buy from the wholesalers, as this option allows them to do, whereas some of the smaller you know, accounts or smaller establishments, they're banking on them staying with the DLC. As a business owner, try and quantify for people or explain for people that choice and why you would either go direct with the wholesalers or perhaps stay with the local county board.
Okay, first and foremost, it's all about pricing. It's just like any business. You're looking for the best price. If the wholesalers, the distributors, present that best price, the fair price, I'm sure not just the bigger establishments as well as the small ones will go with that, if that's an option, which it is now. If the Department of Liquor and here in Worcester County can run a very, I'm sure quite a few will go on that choice if it's once again, pricing. Because there's a lot of homework to be done as far as case breakage, meaning if you buy just one bottle from the wholesalers, it's going to be more expensive than buying one bottle from the liquor, the Department of Liquor here in Worcester County. I believe, as I know our business here at Salty Dog, we're going to, I don't want to say play both ends of the deck, but I'm looking for the best price, and whichever gives us the best opportunity to even pass on the price to our customer, that's where we'll go with. And sure, we will buy from the wholesalers, and we will buy from the Department of Liquor.
One man that's been credited with helping to repair the bruised relationship between the county and the licensees is Bobby Cowger. He led the LCB through its most profitable years, and then stepped down, only to be replaced by the administration that was found to be corrupt in the 2010 Comptroller investigation. The county saw Cowger as the only logical guy for the job of director of the DLC. He says he's worked hard to not only regain the trust of the licensees, but also run the DLC like a proper private business. He says he's confident the loss of the longstanding monopoly won't put the county out of the booze business.
I really don't believe it's going to impact us as bad as what originally we thought and others thought, licensees thought. As you know, in the past there's been a lot of problems and issues, but, you know, we have just worked diligently to make sure that, you know, everything we do is up and up above board, is very open to them, you know, as far as pricing. Mm-hmm. We have made sure that our customer service is untouchable by the wholesalers right now, and it is. We offer services that the Maryland wholesalers could never provide to these licensees. The commissioners have been 100% supportive of the department. They are allowing us to do large buy-ins, quantity discounts, that when we do that, we are able to purchase at a price that when we do our markups on top of that, we are able to compete with the wholesalers on majority of the products, especially the products that they give us volume discounts on. You know, we carry an inventory of pretty close to $6 million this time of year. So we have the product to make sure that we can provide the service and the pricing to the licensees. That's always been such a big issue with them. You know, we've had several conversations over the last 3 or 4 months. I've personally been out to the majority of the licensees, meeting with them one-on-one to make sure that they understand that, you know, our pricings have come down the way we're operating now under a department of the county. You know, we feel like we're responsible to the taxpayers and to licensees to make sure that we run a very legitimate business. We have made sure that the pricings that we are able to buy in, that we stay competitive to the licensees. You know, we offer a service to them that I think they're very appreciative of. You know, we offer a 7-day-a-week service for our wholesale pickup. You know, I think overall the relationship that I've been out to build with them over the past 3 years, I think, you know, we built a trusting relationship. They understand a lot better now of how things work with us, and they trust us. And as far as losing the business originally, we're not expecting that now. Actually, you know, the sunset law set July the 1st, mm-hmm. which that meant that they could start purchasing from the wholesalers. Well, our last 2 days of orders, even though they could purchase from the wholesalers, we have had huge orders from the licensees, even the big, you know, the top 10 that a lot of people thought were going to be probably leaving us. But they're seeing and comparing our prices with the wholesalers, because we're offering volume discounts, quantity discounts, better pricing. They're seeing that hey, you know, we're not gaining anything now from leaving the LCB.
Right. And it's a good point, too, because, you know, in talking to some of the licensees mm-hmm. earlier this week and throughout the past several weeks, as the sunset date has creeped closer and closer, you know, you're right. The general conception was that some of the bigger accounts were going to leave the LCB and go direct through the wholesalers.
Right.
Because the general belief was that, you know, going direct, a large bar or restaurant can save about 20-25% off their bottom line by doing so. However, in talking to people, they have told me that they're planning on sort of playing both sides of the fence and basically going where the best price is. And,
correct.
And obviously, as what you were saying, you know, you feel that you can get more competitive with your pricing now. I mean, do you think that this is going to essentially create a better and fairer market, not only for licensees, but also consumers?
Oh, no question. The licensees, actually, this is the only place, this is hard to believe, but Worcester County is the only place in the country, all the states in the United States, that a licensee has an option to buy the same product from two different people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, that's almost unheard of, but that's great for them because they do exactly that. If I'm the cheapest on Malibu this month, then they're going to buy from me. If next month Republic National's the cheapest, they're going to buy from them. I mean, you know, it's almost put them in the same business as their food business.
Right.
You know, they can buy from U.S. Foods or Sysco Foods or, you know, some of those. Now they have this is a huge win for them, for the licensees.
You know, it's interesting looking back over the past few years, you know, the scandal that essentially took down the old LCB
mm-hmm.
and created this new DLC. You know, you ran essentially both entities. You ran the LCB long before, kind of in the glory years of the LCB, before the administration that essentially was found to be corrupt and breaking
right.
the laws.
Right.
I mean, that was your administration. It preceded that one, of course. Now, I know that when all of that went down, you were very reluctant to come back into the business and take over the DLC. Talk about that first year and how you navigated through those sort of troubled waters.
When I met with the commissioners before I came on board, before they took it back over in July 1st, 2011, one of our main conversations that we had with the commissioners is they asked me to be sure that if I was taking this department back over, that I ran it like a private business. I didn't run it like a government entity, you know, as far as, oh, you got to deal with us, you got to pay this price or whatever. They knew I come from private business, and they wanted this operation, because this is totally different from majority of all the other departments in the county.
Right.
You know, this is a customer service business, and as you know, if you don't provide customer service, you don't stay in business very long.
And while Bobby Calgar may have won back the trust of many of the liquor licensees in Worcester County, he and the county department still have a major critic in the Maryland comptroller, Peter Franchot. He sees this sunset provision in the alcohol law as the beginning of the end for government's role in the booze business in Worcester County.
It's the first step in phasing out government from the liquor business, which they're no good at. The reason I think it's a big deal, albeit a first step, is that this is going to give consumers better prices. It's going to give shop owners more options. It's going to allow restaurants to take advantage, particularly if they're high-volume purchases, of the efficiencies of the private sector. And it doesn't completely get government out of the liquor business, but it's a good day for Ocean City and Worcester County.
You know, it's interesting. When your office back in 2010 found the preceding governmental entity in Worcester County, which was then called the Liquor Control Board, or the LCB, your office did an investigation. It was 9 months long. You found that they broke numerous state laws, including price fixing and even smuggling unlicensed booze across the state lines. Were you surprised in the way back then that the county sort of dissolved that entity very quickly and then seemingly recreated a new Department of Liquor Control, or the DLC, in order to keep the revenue stream going in the county?
Yes, that was an unfortunate response to the report that we did with all the violations. In my view, they should have immediately gotten rid of both of them and moved into a private sector option where the private sector does what it's good at, which is taking care of customer service in this sector of liquor sales. It's just not a good idea to either have a county control authority or a county agency made up of county employees doing wholesale distribution of liquor and doing retail sales. So I wanted to get rid of the whole thing. We moved forward in a major step with Senator Mathias's help and Mayor Meehan, who played a big role in this, and the local business community. And they came up with a compromise, which was, okay, we're going to reconstitute the liquor board. We're going to have the county employees, but we're going to give the private sector, the restaurants, et cetera, the option of dealing directly with the private sector. That's going to take some time. People are going to have to move into that and feel comfortable with it because, that's just the way of a transition.
Sure.
But I anticipate and fervently hope that within several years, there is no longer a county presence, either retail or distribute or wholesale in the liquor business. It is not what the county government should be doing. That's not what we're good at. In my view, it is a part of the economy that should be left exclusively to the private sector. And I ultimately, that would be my goal as comptroller, to phase out government from the liquor business. This is really a sea change in how liquor is sold in Worcester County.
Well, what's your estimation on the Worcester County officials only estimating a 25% hit? Or a $2 million, hit to their bottom line. I mean, even if that's true and they have even conceded that's sort of a lowball estimate, do you think that's a safe strategy for continued solvency for the county's bottom line moving forward?
I would strongly urge Worcester County to begin planning to get out of the liquor business based on the policy standpoint. And they can do it in an orderly way over a number of years if they want to, because that's the option built in. But to hang in there and, be competing with, negotiating all the time with these small restaurants and businesses, it's just not a winning strategy for them. And they will get more revenues in Worcester County from increased sale of alcohol through the private sector and increased economic activity than they will by hanging on for dear life.
That was Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot speaking with me about this week's sunset in the alcohol law in Worcester County, which ends the county's longstanding liquor monopoly. We also heard from Worcester's Department of Liquor Control Director Bobby Cowger and local bar owner and former president of the Worcester County Licensed Beverage Association, Doug Bugsbaum. We'd like to hear from you. What's your take on government's role in the liquor business here on the coast? And now that you've heard all sides of the story, what's your take on the future of one of the region's biggest businesses? Email us at coastal@wamu.org. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington. We'll be right back.